Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf lamed, and we're holding the top line on the top of the amid, where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, what does that mean? The Mishnah told us that if you find a ksus, an article of clothing, so that it should not get ruined, it should not become moldy, it should not decay, you should be menayer it. If you look back in the Mishnah on Chof Tes Amid Beis, third line, Matzaksus Menara Echad L'Shloishim Yoim, shake it out at least once every 30 days. However, when you're spreading it out, do it for the benefit of this beged, but not for your own covering. So for instance, if this happens to be a multicolored garment, which really looks nice, it might look like an ancient tapestry. And so therefore the person, when he is hanging it up or shaking it out or airing it out, he might decide, you know what, I'm having wonderful guests coming this afternoon, let me go and hang this beged up and I'm going to be doing a toiva, not so much for the beged. The beged, he already shook it out beautifully that day, the day before. He should have folded it up and put it back in the drawer, but instead he wants to go and air it out even more with tzarchoi, for his own benefit. No, that you're not allowed to do. It's got to be litzarcha, but not for your benefit. So now the Gemara asks the Shaila, Iboilehu. And if you remember, Binyamin Platovsky already asked this question yesterday. Iboilehu litzarchoi u litzarcha mai. What happens if he is spreading it out, like we'll see in a moment, on a bed or on a table or whatever, and it's both for the benefit of the garment itself, this way it has a chance to air out a little bit, but at the same time, it makes the house more beautiful. It's as if he put up a beautiful painting, he hung up this nice article of clothing. Is that a problem if you're doing it for both purposes? Starting at, if the hanging up and the airing out is done both for the benefit of the beged and for the benefit of the finder, is that okay? So tomorrow, Toshima, let's try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shoitcha litzarcha, litzarcha in, ha litzarcha, litzarcha lai. It says, Befeirush in the Mishnah, that you can go and hang it up litzarcha for its benefit, not for the joint benefit of you and the beged. Says Yimur Be'ema Seifa. The Seifa continues on, litzarcha, avaloi lichvoidai. Lichvoidai hu delai. If it's for his honor, then that he should not do that. But if he does it for both purposes, sounds okay. Just don't do it exclusively litzarchai or lechvoidai. But if you do it litzarchai, no problem. So from our Mishnah, we cannot bring any conclusive raya one way or the other. So therefore it remains open. Rabbi seems to have a question.
What is the term that litzarchai is not allowed to? His career with the Abeder, the least benefit he can have is to expose the it will not harm the Abeder B'chlal.
You'll see momentarily in the Gemara where there's very good possibility that it will harm the Abeder. Let's go over the next Gemara and then we'll see if you still have a question. It's Toshima, says the Gemara, we have in a Braisa, when you're hanging it up to ear out, lo yishtechena, lo yalgabi mita, not on a bed, lo yalgabi mogoid, and not on a nail or a peg, which is hanging from the wall, letzor choy, for his own benefit. Aval yishtechena algabi mita, you can spread it out on a bed, the algabi mogoid, or hang it up on a nail, letzor choy, for its benefit. So far, that's exactly like we've been learning until now, for the benefit of the Aveda, no problem, but not for your benefit. However, if guests are going to come, then don't spread it out on the bed. And don't hang it up on a nail. Even if you're doing it for both the benefit of the beged and for your own benefit. So the Braisa therefore is addressing directly our shayla. Our shayla is, you're allowed to do letzarchoi letzarchoi. Says the Brice at the end, if you're doing it both for tzarchoi and tzarchoi, not permitted. No good. Okay, so we can be pushing our shayla. So the Gemara, no, Shani Hasam, you have no raya there, because Orchim are coming, the Mikla Kalila. It's as if he's burning it. We don't mean burn it literally, but we mean in a sense he's burning it. How is he burning it? Imishim Eina, because of an Ayin Hara, the Orchim that are going to come and say, ooh, this guy must be rich. This beautiful garment that's hanging there on the nails in the wall, this looks like an ancient French tapestry. This guy must be a rich guy to have such a beautiful tapestry hanging up. And of course, they don't realize that this happens to be an aveda that the person found. Or imishim ganvi, or maybe as a result of hanging it up, maybe somebody will say, you know, I could use a tapestry like that in my house, and chulila are going to go and steal it. Rashi says, not only third parties, the orchim, the guests that you just invited into your home that you thought are nice guys, you know, everybody has a shikl yetzahara, and the yetzahara might be to go and steal it. That's the reason why it's prohibited. However, otherwise it's harcha, well, it's harcha. Maybe it's okay. Only in a case where you have to worry about ayin hara, and you have to worry about ganav. So for instance, if he's at his own private home and nobody is visiting, he's only doing it because he feels good when he sees this beautiful beged hanging up. There's no ayin hara, there's no ganavim. Perhaps then it's mutter. So far we have not been pushed. So getting back to Rabbi's question of a moment ago, Rabbi, although under normal circumstances, as you said, just hanging it up with tzarchai, zenehenev zelei chaser, no, there are times that it could be chaser after all. You can attract the eyes of the ayin hara chaser shalom, or the eyes of potential ganavim. So, if you're doing it l'shem mitzvah, then you're okay. Shoyim mitzvah l'yeda davara. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to go and make sure nothing will happen. But if you have your own ulterior motives in hanging it up, that could be problematic. Talking about the Toshima, so let's try to be Poshid HaShayla, and now we're going to be Poshid HaShayla from an unrelated halacha. Rashi says that halacha is referring to Egla Rufa, Toises says it's referring to Parah Aduma, and other Gemaras, they have equated the two, Parah Aduma and Egla Rufa, because in fact there is a Gzeira Shav of oil. In the case of Egla Rufa, it says, Asher Loi Moshcha Ba'oil. While by the Parah Aduma it says, Asher Loi Ola Oleha Oil. So a lot of halachas that apply to Egla Rufa also apply to the case of Parah Aduma. But Pashit, the Choyra, the Gemara, lends itself easier to the Pshat of Rashi, as you will see. So, we have a halacha at Egla Rufa. Everybody knows what Egla Rufa is. Chas v'shalom, somebody was never killed. And le'yoda li'kahu, we don't know who the killer was, v'chamor l'tzlan. And it's out in the wilderness, so then you have to go and measure to the closest town, and then after that the local people, or the populace, they have to go and bring what's called an Egla Rufa, that means to take an Egla, and they have to be oirefit. They have to go and decapitate it, banocha. And with that, you don't have a full kapora, you have a kapora until the actual Ritzeach is found. If he's never found, then that will be a permanent kapora. Kapra le'amcha Yisrael Asher Padisa. However, if you find the Ritzeach ultimately, then you have to go and kill the Ritzeach. You have to bring him to justice. Okay, anyway, the halacha l'gabi, this Egla Rufa is Asher le'moshcha ba'oil, that it didn't carry any weight, as well as Asher Le'ubad Ba. Le'ubad Ba means that, no, it didn't do any work. This Egla Rufa has to be a nice, raw, young Egla that never did any work for anybody. So now what happens is, Toshima, Ichnisa L'Rafka. What happens if you brought this animal, this Egla that you wish to use as an Egla Arufa, and you put it into a Rafka? Rafka is like a barn where there are two things that the animal can do. Number one, it can go and do disha. Disha is to thresh, just like when you're in a granary. We had this at the beginning of our perek, machnashta de beidori, that you left the kernels of wheat, the stalks of wheat, and then you had the animals tread on it, and that would thresh the tvua, remove the chaff, etc. So that was one purpose of the Rafka. Another purpose of the Rafka is that the Egla wanted to go and nurse from its mommy there inside the Rafka. So the Reish is talking about Hechnis L'Rafka the owner of this young egla sent it into the Ravka to go and nurse from its mother. And at the same time, that was not his intention, but once it was there, the Dasha, it also participated in the threshing together with the other animals. Says the Reisha Ksheira, that's not a problem, because that was not his intent. As long as his intent was totally pure, no problem. However, says the Sefer, Vishrusha Tinik V'Tidosh, to do both to nurse and to be Dosh at the same time, that's a Ripsula. That the animal will be possible because of the violation of the Asher Li Ubadva. Don't do any avoida with this animal. Not that there's no Isser involved. It just means it disqualifies this young animal from being designated as the Egla Rufa, because in fact it did do work after all. Okay. Freitimora. So now we have a riot. What's the riot? I see that it's Zoktimora. By sending this young calf into the Ravka, it was both for his benefit, it did some disha, it was for its benefit because it nursed from its mother, like it says here, Shetinik v'tidish, uktani psula shetas pasul. So say over here too by the Hashavas Aveda, that if you go and you spread out the Aveda both the tzarchoi and the tzarcha, go and say that that's also, or learn one halacha from the other. Every morshani also the yomakrasha le'ubay ba mikol makoyim. In other words, the Gemara will tell us shortly. It could have said asher le'ovad ba, that he did not work with it. That's the owner did not work with it. Asher le'ubay ba is a lashon like a nifal, a passive lashon that no work was done with it, and that. Actually, Ubaba comes to be more inclusive to go and say that even though it has a benefit for itself at the same time, because it's Tinoik, but since it's also Tinoish, it's Aser, it's disqualified from being, it's possible, from being an Eglaruf. But that's a special limit, as Akzeris Akosin, that only applies to Eglarufa. Don't learn from that, the Cholaterikul. Fritimori Hachef, the Reishanami. Why don't you say in the Reisha too? Remember we said in the Reisha, Echnis and the Ravka, he sent it into the Ravka to go and nurse, and the animal decided on its own to be Dasha. So, Ashalei Ubed Ba, we should say that it's disqualified from being an Eglarufa. Oh, this question that you're asking reminds us of the following Mishnah. Now, what is the following Mishnah that we're going to learn? There's a Mishnah in Masechtas Parah, which is going to address Parah Aduma, but the same thing applies to our case over here of the Egla Rufa. Did not state in the Mishnah, Shachan Alea Oif Ksheira, Ol Alea Zachar Psula. Person had a Paraduma, and then there was an Oif, there was a bird, and the bird wanted to, had been flying now for a while, wanted to rest. It made a landing, and it landed on the back of the Paraduma. So what happens now? It's kosher. The Paraduma is schlepping an Ol, and it says Shalei Ola Oleha Oil, so it should be possible. No, it's kosher, because the Balabas says, I don't want this oif. He tries to shoo it away. Get off, I don't need you on the back of my parada. However, Ola Leha Zachar, if a male animal, cow, ox, would go and be Ola Leha on this paraduma, then it would be possible. Why would it be possible? Because the although the Balabas didn't draw that Zohar and put it on top of the Paraduma, nevertheless, he has Hanu'ah. What's the Hanu'ah? Because if that Zohar impregnates the Paraduma, maybe we'll have more Parasadumas. And even if we don't have more Parasadumas, at least we'll have other Parais, which will be a bracha for him. So then it's possible. Even though he didn't do it, if it happened on its own, it's possible. Frankly, on my time, why? What's the difference between the Oif and the Zohar? Kira Papa the Amra Papa. Iksiv Ubad, the Karinan Ubad, have a minna fill of a mela. The Iksiv Ovad, the Karinan Ovad, have a minna and the Ovad ba ihu. Hashachsiv Ovad, the Karinan Ubad, the Inan, Ubad domi, the Ovad, the Ovad the Nicholai, af Ubad the Nicholai. You recall you have an almost identical drasha like this a few days ago in the Gemara of Kiyutan Mayim Alzera. That was the Gabi to the Machshir Zroyim, to be susceptible to Tumah. So we had over there, it says, Ovad, Ubad. So you have the same type of, I mean, there you had Yitin and Yutan, here you have Oven and Uban. So what does Gemara mean to say? Normally, if you would want to write the word Uban, you would write it with a Shuruk. A Shuruk is similar to a Cholam, it's a Vav. With Cholam, you have the Pintel on top, and here you have the Dot in the middle. Then it would be four letters. Ayin Vav, Beis Dalet, Uban. The Torah, however, doesn't write it with a shurik, it writes it with a kubutz. Kubutz is three dots which are going at a slant. And those three dots, of course, are under the ayin, and you pronounce it ubat. So the Gemara says that's a curious thing. If the Torah wanted to go and write the word ubat, which is way it's a Greek siv, written, it's written ayin beis, dalit, without a vav. So you could easily read it ubat. However, if it would say with a vav, ayin vav beis dalet, ubad, then it would mean ubad. What's the difference between ovad and ubad? Ovad means that he worked with this animal. The case of ubad means that it happened not al das, the owner, it happened on its own. Like the case of the zohar that came on top of the animal. I didn't bring the zohar on, the zohar decided on its own to jump on the animal, perhaps to go and mate with the animal. Now, because of the fact that the Torah has this kind of merger between the two, the Ovad and the Ubad, that it's written Ovad, but you read it Ubad, so therefore, says the Gemara, it's not then pure Ovad that he caused the animal to work. It's not a pure Ubad that it happened Memeila on its own. It's got to be Memeila, but together with his Ratzon, the Nichale. That's what the Gemara explains. Shani Hashem the Amakrash Ali Ubad Ba. We're going over the Gemara again. Ikomakar. Zuktamori Hachi Afilu Reisha now. Means why don't you say the Reisha as well? Ali Dami Lo Havit Na. Shachar Lea Uif Kshera. Ali Lea Zog Hapsu. My Tama. Kira Popa. Yamra Popa. Iksiv Ubad. The Korean Ubad. If it was written with a Shuruk. And you'd read it with a Shuruk, which we do. However, if it would write it with a Shuruk, and we'd read it Ubad, have a min afilu memeila, then I would say, even if it happened totally memeila, meaning that the person was not happy with it. Take, for instance, the oif flew and alighted, it landed on the back of his paraduma. I would say, he didn't bring the oif, he didn't even want the oif. But if the animal walks down, let's say, Dalet Amos, with the oif on its back, it's carried an oil. It should disqualify the animal. So if it would say Ubad, you're right, it would disqualify the animal, even in the Reisha, by the case of the Oif. Iksiv Ovad, the Korean Ovad, have a min ad Ovad ba'il. I would think Davka, when he goes and takes this para, for instance, and he takes it into a field, and he does Harisha, that he does plowing in the field. Hashem, Iksiv Ovad, the Korean Ubad, since we have this kind of, we conflate the two together, we merge them, being an Ubad, Dumi de Ovad. It can happen Mameila, but it's got to be that the person is Nichale, as if he went and gave this animal to do work. Ma'ovad Nichale, you're only going to go and put a paraduma to work in a field if you want to do that. If you have that desire, then and the animal works, so it's Nichale. Ubad Nichale, when the animal works on its own, not because you requested it, or you pushed it, or you indoctrinated it, but it happened on its own, such as Olalea Oif or Olalea Zachar. In the case of the Oif, since it's not Lichalei, Oif, get out of here. You're disqualifying my beautiful Baraduma. On the other hand, if the Zachar is coming on, he's very happy. Do your thing, and maybe we'll have more Baraduma. So that's why it disqualifies it in the Sefer, but not in the Reisha. So getting back to our case of the Chnisa L'Ravka, he wanted to use this egla for an egla rufa, and therefore, if it went into the rafka to go and suckle, to nurse from the mother, then that's fine. I, the animal, at the same time did dasha. I didn't want to do dasha. That wasn't my nichaleya. I wasn't interested in doing disha. This is such a young animal, after all, if it's nursing from its mommy. It's, you know, still in baby stage. Baby, I don't need you to go and do any disha. But of course, the animal doesn't listen, because the animal is a behemoth. Doesn't listen. So therefore, that was not possible. However, if I sent it in Chetinik Vatidosh, then Snichalei, the Ravadi apostles, the Eglarufa, just like by the Pura Adma. Anyway, bottom line is, we do not have a raya to our shayla. So if somebody stops you in the street and says to you, I just found a ksus, it has simanim, and I have to wait until someone goes and gives the simanim. What do I do with this ksus? Well, you tell them in the Mishnah, it says, Minayin koshloishim yoyim, at least once every 30 days, you have to shake it out, ear it out. Can I go and hang it on a mogoid in my living room? It happens to be very, very pretty, a really unusual ksus. Oh, it's really nice. So if it's letzorcha, mutter. Letzorchoi is awesome. If it's letzorcha, uletzorchoi, our Gemara asks the shayla, and the Gemara does not answer the shayla. It's an ivoyed deloy ifshita. So, you'd have to be machmir, not to be over on this day. Back to the Gemara. You're allowed to go and use them. However, the Mishnah had a bunch of limitations. If you go back to the Mishnah again, for their benefit. In other words, what's the benefit? So Rashi said, because you put them the best hiding place to go and put away these kesef, is in karka, is down in the ground. However, as a result of being in the ground, they can tend to be misoption, they can decay, they can get tarnished, the karka can have an effect on their well-being. So, from time to time, take them out from the karka and use them to keep them fresh. Avaloi l'shachkan, make sure that none of the metal wears off. In other words, don't use them every muntik and donishtik, every Monday and Thursday, because then it's going to wear off. But you can do it from time to time with tzarchan, etc., etc. So getting back to the Gemara, says the Brach, it's talking about hamoitze kli eitz. What happens if you find a wooden kli? Mishtamish ben, v'shul shalei yirkavu. Those don't just put away in the cupboard, you should use them, so that they should not rot. Kli nechoishes, mishtamish ben b'chamim. You can use hot water, avaloi ayidei or, but don't put them on the fire, into the fire. In other words, don't use it on the stove, if it's a pot. Don't put it into the oven. Why the nation mashchikon? Because that will cause some of the nechoshes to wear off. Now the Brice only addresses using it b'chamin, and Rashi says the kol shekein b'tzayin. You can certainly use a copper kli with cold water. You can even use it in hot water, but don't put it into the oven or onto the fire, because then you'll be in hot water. Because you'll be over this din of doing a good job in protecting the aveda. You're talking about silver, you can use cold water. Not with hot water. Because it causes it to blacken, to tarnish. So you want to keep it nice and fresh, use cold water, but not hot water. You have the same thing if you have silver cutlery. If you wash it after use, and you wash it with hot water, you'll see often it becomes a little bit dark and a little bit black, and then you have to polish it from time to time. Magreifes v'kadumis. Magreifes are shovels. V'kadumis are an axe. Axes. V'shtamish behen berach avolei b'kosher. There you're allowed to go and use them to deal with, for instance, a magreifa. If you're using it as a shovel, use it in nice, soft soil. Avolei b'kosher, but not in virgin territory. Neishamafchisam, because then it causes them to get damaged. Rashi says, poigman. Rashi says that the magreifis, the shovels, had a double use. Number one, they were used to go and clean out a kira, a stove or an oven. They would use those. And as well, hafrish to edim hamadubakim. If you had igule dvela, we had pressed figs, and it was difficult to go and separate one fig from the other, so they would use these types of shovels. Probably not an industrial shovel, but the smaller size shovels, like the type that you use to clean out the ovens and to go and divide the tainim. Anyway, I'm sorry?
More like a rake, which could separate the...
A rake, okay. Kunzai. It could be shkoyach. It's one of those types of implements. So you can use it barach when you have soft soil and soft items, but not because, not something which is hard, because you're going to be pogen, you're going to damage the magrefa or the kardim. Klei zov or klei zchuches, gold or glass, le'igaven, don't touch them until Eliyahu Navi comes. Our Gemara doesn't explain why, but Rashi in the Mishnah already explains why. Rashi says, klei zov, if you went and put them tumun in the ground, Einoi misapesh ba'aretz, says Rashi. They do not decay, they don't become moldy. That's a good place to hide them in the ground. And zchuchis, when it comes to glass, shemi yishover. Don't use those because they might break. Obviously, glass is fragile. So, kleizav, kleizchuchis, just hide them in the ground. That's the best hiding place. Don't touch them until either the loser of the item comes, the owner comes and provides simanim. If he never shows up, achiyav aliyah. Kedar she'omer ba'avid, the same thing with my avid, kach omer b'kodin, if you've been asked to be to watch, to be a shomer of b'kodin, the same halacha supply. Thank you, my b'kodin, my avid, take away. I don't understand. Why is he holding on to it for such a long time that he's worried about that it's going to decay, it's going to become moldy? You know, the owner should come by every once in a while to go and take back his klei kesef, klei zov, klei zchuchis. Why should it be your constant, you know, on your head all the time? When can I use it? Can I eat? I cannot use it. I can use it for these purposes, not these, those purposes. We're not talking about a situation where the owner's coming back in a week or two. We're talking about somebody that went away for a long-term voyage for 6 months or for a year. No, during that period of time, if you're going to go and put the kelim underground as a good safekeeping mechanism, well, that's great. For safekeeping, it's beautiful that you're putting in the ground. However, certain kelim can decay and become moldy in the ground, and that's why your shmira includes taking it out from time to time and using it, like the Bryce explained. At the very end of the mission, we said, "Motzah sack or kupa." If you find a large sack or a box, the chodavish ain't dark on the toll. Anything else where the derech is not to go and carry it, meaning the derech for this individual. We're not talking about now, says Barry, the chetza. We're talking now about the gavra. If you're talking about a choshev yid or a zokin ve'inu lefi kvoidai, when we were kids learning elam metzias. The Rebbe always referred to Ramoshe Feinstein Zatzal. He says, Ramoshe is walking down the street. Can you imagine? He finds a knapsack. Would you expect him to go and wear it on his back and schlep it around town? It would be a p'chisis ha-kovid. So therefore, the Zakavei Lefi Kvoidoi is exempt from this halach. That's what the Mishnah says, Harizeh Lo Yita. And now the Gemara tells us, what's the mocker? Where does this come from? We know what I mean. The Tana Rabban says in the Pasuk, V'yisalam Tamehem. But those of you that have the Torah or Hashalim, you'll see it says in the pasuk, "Sira eshor oichicha oy es seyoy nidochim." Don't watch your fellow, your friends, ishor or se nidochim, wandering lost. This alam tavihem, and close your eyes to the situation. No, hashem tishim lachicha, go and return them to your brother. Now the simple interpretation of the pasuk is that the loy at the beginning of the pasuk also applies to this alam to mehem. Therefore, do not see the shor and seh wandering and close your eyes. Loi, don't close your eyes to this issue, to this hefsid of your friend. Faran and Hashem Tishim. But it doesn't say in the pasuk literally, loi, there's another pasuk, loi says alam mehem. That's for sure. But this pasuk says, this alam to mehem. So therefore, the Gemara has a Masoira that you darshan this not only as loy v'salam tamihem, but also in a positive manner. That sometimes you are allowed to be misalim. Yes, you see an aveda and you're allowed to close your eyes. Really? When would that be? And the Braisa gives us three examples. Pamashat misalim, pamashiat misalim. Hoketzer, how you could be basic for us. What happens if you find this lost object and it's in the Beis HaChayim, in the cemetery? And you're a Kohen. Kohen is not a little basic for us. This alam to mehem, you can close your eyes, you don't have to go in. Oy, sheizok meinu fi kvoyder. That's our case. With her Moshe Feinstein, that's how. You don't have to go and schlep home this item. Oy, sheizok meinu fi kvoyder. Mishol chavera. What happens if his per hour charge far exceeds the value of this aveda? This person is a fancy surgeon that works in a hospital, and he gets paid, just let's throw out a number, $100 an hour. The ganze aveda is worth $50. So he says to himself, it's going to take me an hour to go and pick it up and retrieve it and take it home and put it away, and then I'm going to rush to the hospital to my doctor's office. It's going to cost $100 for an aveda that's only worth $50. If Malach is Shaloi, Rav Shal Chaveiro, what's that then? Disalam to Mehem. Kachnu disalam to Mehem, to go and tell you, Pa'omim Sha'atim Esalam. So it would appear from the Braisa that the Salam is telling us three dinim: the Koyin Bebeis HaKvoris case, the Zokah Venuthi Kvoidoi, and the Malach HaMarub Mishal Chaveiro. But the Gemara, as you'll see in a moment, is really going to cut it down to only our halacha of the Zakim Emothi Kvoidai, and the other two are wrapped around in this Braisa, Beturis Asmachta. Not that this is a real drasha, but since we're talking about Baham Shat and Masalim, I'll give you two more examples, but I don't learn it from the Pasuk. So Zakti Yumara, the Mayitzrich, for which case, the Mayitzrich Krah, even the Kaid Bibesa Kvorois, Pshita, I don't need this alam to me. Hai asay, vai loisasa vi asay. What does Yomar mean to say? The mitzvah of returning an Abed is hoshet teshive, is an aseh. The iser on a kohen to go and become tame, the last Rashi, loisasa vi aseh, lenefesh lo yitama bi amo, he's not going to be metama to go into a cemetery, and kedoshim yilu and kehem. So you have two, you have both an aseh, and you have a loisasa. So the aseh of hoshet teshive cannot be doicha, the asay and loises of the koyin's iser to be metami himself. So that's very simple. So I don't need a islam to me. Rashi points out that the Gemara is really leaving out one further loises, and that is in the case of hashavas aveda, as we've learned in the past. There's not only an asay of hashem teshivim, but there's also hashem teshivim plus loisucha lihis ale. So it's really not just that one asay cannot be doicha and asay and aloy sase. I have an asay and aloy sase. Hashem teshivim and loisucha lisalim, they cannot be doicha the mitzvah of the koyin of the nefesh lo yitama and the kedoshim yu. Why did the Gemara leave out the loy sase? Says Rashi, because whenever we talk throughout Shas about something being doicha, it's always an asay being doicha loy sase. A loisese cannot be doicha an asay or a loisese. Only an asay can be doicha. Ah, so therefore says our Gemara, if the whole din of tumah would only be a loisese, then we could say the asay of hashem tishivim could be doicha the loisese of the lenefesh lo yitama the amav. But once I establish that by a koyin the din of being metame is both an asay and a loisese, so I don't need to go and couple the hush of teshivim and say that the asay and the loisese of hashem v'saveda cannot be doicha the asay and loisese of tumah by a koyin, because a loisese never helps you in being docha. It's always a dochi and not a docher, and therefore that's why we left it out. Which of course raises another issue, and that is, so I have on both sides of the equation. Here I have an essay and lois essay, and here I have an essay and lois essay. So why am I better off following the essay and lois essay that you find by kahuna? Why don't I follow the essay with the lois that you find legabe ashavas aveda? And the answer is simple. Even if you were to say that the two nullify each other, I have an essay and lois essay on one side, essay and lois essay on the other side, guess what? Now I have a shayla. What should I do? Should I follow the asim et aloi sase of kahuna, or the asim aloi sase of hashavas aveda? Hashavas aveda would be kum va'ase. Well, if I'm not metame himself, myself, the kohen is not metame himself, then what's the din? That's shevi al taisa. So whenever I have these types of shaylas, I'm not going to be over the iser of tumah by kahuna by kum va'ase. I'd rather be oivre, not do the Hashavas Aveda, which will be Shevi Al Taisa, by being inactive as opposed to actively violating what it says in the Torah. Anyway, so continuing on, says Ebi Yomara, based on that, I don't need the Pasuk of Salamta. Pshita Hayasim Vahigoy says, Vyasim 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 Vyasim. I have another reason as well, because the whole din of Kahuna is a din of Isser. Returning the Aved is a din of Mamoin. So I'm not going to push aside Isser, Mekamim Mamoina. After all, Isser is much more Chomor. So the Torah tells you, don't go and be Metame. So that's certainly going to override the Mamoness of Hashem Saved. Fetma Allah. So now that we have knocked out one of the three Limudim, Allah L'Shalem Ruba Mishal Chaveira. Ah, so that's what the pasuk is telling you, that if it costs more your livelihood and you're going to lose money by returning this aveda, then you're not mechuyim v'salam from here. But I don't need that from here. But review the merav nafka. You review the merav. It says the pasuk efes kidoy yecha evyoy. What does that mean? Efes kidoy yecha evyoy. Shelcha koydim l'shel kol adam. The Torah is telling you is that you should exert yourself to make sure that you do not become an evyoin. And the Mefarshim explained, if it would only say in the pasuk lo yeh b'cha evyoin, then the Kodesh Baruch was giving us a bracha, and he's saying, Rabbi Yisai, if you listen to the mitzvahs, chas v'sholem, you're not going to become an evyoin. You're going to become, at least, you don't necessarily become a rich person of $10 million and then have to sit in jail in the next 25 years. But at least you'll have a decent parnasa. If that's, it would say, le'yichav evyon. Since it says, efes le'yichav evyon, I learned from that efes that you should exert yourself to make sure that you don't become an evyon. How do you do that? By taking a parnasa, by working. Therefore, if you do work and you get a parnasa, then Mirat Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you a bracha that you will not be an evyon. So that being the case, shalchal kayim shalchal adam, you got to work and you have to make money. So your concern about liyemcha evyon by dir alei, you shouldn't become an evyon, that supersedes and overrides somebody else becoming an evyon. So I don't need this alamta. If you're going to lose a lot of money by going and bringing back this aveda, you're off the hook. So again, what do I need then this alamta for? Like we said initially, that the pasuk says, if you happen to be an elderly individual and it's a pasnish that you should schlep around this big aveda, then you're a potter. And now the Gemara is going to go into this in greater detail. First, Gemara says, Amara, hikisha chayeva. If this elderly individual saw that there was an animal that seemed to be wandering around aimlessly, and he sees that the ro'eh, or the owner of the animal, is, you know, a few blocks ahead, and he wants to help out the situation, what does he do? He takes a proctor, or he takes some sort of hashtekin, a stick, and he gives a bang against the back of the animal. So the animal should get the Eitzah Toivah to follow its owner or its shepherd. So once Yikisha, once the Zakamen of the Kvoida does that, Chayivah, now you have to go and finish off the mitzvah. Kolamaskel b'mitzvah, oimrim loy gemar. If you started off the Hashavas Aveda by giving a patch to the animal in the back, so the animal should go to its owner, then once you took that first step, then if the animal refuses to listen, because the animal is a Bahima, he doesn't listen, then you're going to have to schlep, or you're going to have to go and call out, Yanko, come back! Your animal is wandering here aimlessly. So once you make that first effort, then you got to finish it off. Any more Taka tells us a story. This was the halacha of Rabbah. So Abaye Abi Yosef came to Rabbah. Abaye was sitting before Rabbah. Chos l'hanach izi, he saw these goats, tekaimu, that were just standing in place and not moving anywhere. In other words, not grazing, not doing anything. And Abaye felt bad for the owner or for the shepherd. These izim are lost. They're not doing anything. Shokel kola, he took a clod of earth, and he threw it at the izim to give them the eitzah, start moving, go home. Amalei, Rabbah, when he saw that, he said, "Yischayvus b'hu kumadrinu." Since you threw that initial clod of earth, then you've already started the mitzvah shalas aveda. Now you got to finish it. Maskel b'mitzvah imrim legimar. Ibaylo dark lahachse v'sodah ve'im dark lahachse be'ir. What happens if this person, he works during the day in the field, and then Lamosha, when it comes Shabbos, then he puts on his Shabbos finery. And any time that he visits the city, of course he's dressed like a gentleman. Out there in the field, he wears his dungarees and his overalls when he's working hard. When he comes into the city, he makes sure to put on a three-piece suit and a tie to really look shtari, to look nice. And similarly, when he's out in the field, he'll go and schlep sacks full of seed to plant the field, or he'll schlep big barrels of water to go and irrigate, sacks full of fertilizer, and so on and so forth. But that's what he's going to do out in the field. When he goes into the city, he'll wear, he'll hold a nice briefcase in which he's going to hold his Gemara. But otherwise, he's not going to go and walk around with buckets of water or with fertilizer in the middle of the city. It's pasnish. He's a chashim person. So says the Gemara, what happens? Eisvei. Iboilu. Dark of the Hasr Basada. Out in the field, the type of item that he found, like a knapsack, a box, a sack, that's the type of thing that if the owner would live in the Sada, no problem, he would give it back without any hesitation. However, in Dark Lahafsamir, but this type of item, he would not go and drag it in the city or carry it in the city because people would look at him as strange. What? Yankel, the Choshebiyid, the Yizokim Einofi Kvoida, he's carrying this type of knapsack, this type of burden. Ah! Pasnish. Now, so what's the din now? What if he found the Aveda Basada and he wants to return it to the owner who lives Be'ir? Now what do we do? You have to have a proper Hashavah. Since he would not normally carry this type of item inside the city, he's a Zokim Eim Lefi Kvoindai, he's off the hook. The Chiv began when he was in the field. And there, the kibin the yichayv lay basada, since the chiyav hit when he was in the field. No, like we just said now, a maskel b'mitzvah, once you have, really, our case is talking about, should he be maskel b'mitzvah? Or can he say, listen, I know that the owner of this item lives in the field, lives in the city. Nobody lives here in the field. Everybody lives in the city. And the owner, unfortunately, forgot this speckle out here is his briefcase, his suitcase, his sack, his box. I'm going to have to go and schlep it into the city. I don't want to carry this item in the city. It'll be a bizoyan for me. I'm such a person of the highest reputation. People bow down to me when I walk in the streets. You know, I can't go and schlep this around. So does he have a chiyav yes or no? I do basada yes. Who the chayvle? Became the chayvle since the chiyav initially hit basada. The chayvle beers. He has to take it into the city as well. Heiko tishbi atarz. If it was his own item, if he would schlep that, then he has to schlep somebody else's item as well. That's the litmus test. If you forgot your suitcase out in the street somewhere, even though you normally don't go and schlep suitcases in the street, but if you would normally do it for yourself, if you find somebody else's suitcase, you got to schlep it for him too. Any type of situation where if it was your car or your horse, your donkey, you would normally be porik for towing. You would remove the item, the freight from the back of the car or from the horse or donkey, or you would put it on. So if you're walking down the street, and we know the two psukim, one pasuk is Ozif Taz of Imoy, another pasuk is Hokim Tokim Imoy, which is referring to a person who's having problems with his donkey, either to put on or to take off a load. So you can't say, nah, it's possible. I'm not. If it was your own donkey, you would do it, and you have to help out somebody else. If you wouldn't do it on your own donkey, you would have an aide or a servant do it, then you don't have to do it for anybody else either. So now the Gemara tells us a story of Shmuel Rav Yosi. He was going traveling on the road, Pogabehu Gavra, and midstream, mid-travels, he met a fellow who had a Dori Pascha. He was carrying a Pascha di Oifi. What's a Pascha di Oifi? Rashi says, Masui Shel Eitzim. A whole load of wood. And guess what happened? After a while, this was heavy, and Uizvinu, the person put it down on the floor, to come Mismuch, and he was resting. And now he's ready to get up again, to go and move on. Although the halacha in the Torah talks about chamor senacha roivitz tachas masoi, which is referring, of course, to an animal, specifically a donkey, but the din of prika te'ina to help somebody else is even on the person himself. The person wants to pick up this peckle from the ground, and he can't because it's just too heavy. Once he's holding it on his shoulder, you know, he can go for a while, but to pick it up from the ground, he just wasn't strong enough. So he asked Rav Shmuel Rav Yosi, Amalei, Galili, do me a favor, pick it up for me. Amalei, Rav Shmuel Rav Yosi did not want to pick it up, because he was a zakin the Ein Lefi Kvoidai. So he asked him, tell me, Kamashavin, how much is this whole peckle of wood worth? Amalei said, Palgat Azusa, a half Azusa. No problem. He offered Palgat Azusa, he bought up the whole pekel for the half Azusa, and Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi didn't need it, the Afkara, and he left it Hefkar. With this, his intention was that this how Gavra would go home. He wouldn't need the pekel Eitzim, because he's gotten paid for it. So if he was in the business of selling the pekel, he's already gotten, his customer has bought it. Or if he wanted to use it for firewood, he'll go home and he'll buy another pekel of firewood, and he doesn't have to schlep it, I don't have to help him out, I don't have to pick it up. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi did. The Gemara continues on, that this fellow was, as you would call, a chevraman. This fellow went and he was zoicha in the pekel. After all, Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi was mafkirit, so he was zoicha and he picked it up, but he said, Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi, he didn't pick it up, but he did some other kinyan on it. So he said to Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi, can you help me pick it up? I was coined it again. So Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi gave him yet another half a zuz to buy it again. And after it again, he was mafkirit. And now Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi noticed that this fellow who was a chevraman and wanted to be zoicha yet another time and pick it up again. Amalei, so now Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, I want you to know, I was mafkir for everybody else. Well, but I wasn't mafkir for you. And therefore, you have no right to go and take it. You gotta leave it there. Frank the Gemara, can you make a partial hefker? What now? Didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Hefker. If you want to be mafkir an item and say, but I'm not mafkir for the rich people, I'm only mafkir for the aniyim, for the poor people. So Beishami, that works. Hefker. Beisil omen, ainay hefker. Actually, hefker aniyim lashirim, kishmita. It's got to be hefker for everybody. So how could Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi say it was mafkir for everybody, but not for you? The truth of the matter is, he made it hefker for everybody. But he told, if you will, a white lie to this individual so that he shouldn't be coined again and again and again, because otherwise, in the double sight, each time he's going to be coined again. So you're going to go and tell me, why did Shmuel Rabbi Yossi have to be mafkirit? Why don't you just leave it there? Say the mafarshim, because if we just leave it there, that would be a mikshar. Because other people are going to go and find the speckle out in the wilderness on the road, and they're going to take it for themselves. See, look at the toises, three toises before the end, afkara, shli koshel v'ni other b'loi sigzar. So since Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi wasn't going to take it because zakav v'imafi kvoid, he's not going to carry it. That's why he doesn't want anybody to be nichshol just by leaving it there, so therefore he was mafkirit. But this chevraman, each time he was mafkirit, he went and said, I'm zoche. So, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi had to tell him, I'm mafkir for everybody, but not for you. Even though halachically there was no such thing, but he wanted to go and stop this continued sinister, being zoche in the hefka. Frankly, Mar, I don't understand the whole story. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi is zoche in the thing, why they hire? He was a zoche in the thing, he could have said to the individual, Ahu Gavra, I'm sorry, I'm ready, 95 years old, it's pasmanish to go and pick up your pekel eitzim. There's the next caravan is 10 minutes away. Wait for some youngsters that are going to come and have them go and do it for you. So why do you have to go and pay him each time the halbazos? How do I know that there is an inyan of the fnimishus adin? Oh, famous drasha Tanur of Yosef. Said in the pasuk, "Vaydat lehem es aderech yilchubav yasamas asher yasun." That's what you want. Vaydat lehem ze beis chayeim. What means beis chayeim? Says Rashi, beis chayeim means about 10 lines before where it says Mishnah in the Rashi. Lumad lehem umnas lehisparnis poi. You should go and vaydat lehem teach them. Rabbi Yisai, if you want to be successful in this world, don't be a shnar. Go and work for a living. Beis Chayim have panas. Es haderech yelkuba. Es haderech zug gminas chasodim. You should go and in the path of being gol mechesed, be a benefactor, be a philanthropist, do chesed for other people. Yelchu zebik acholim. Go to be mavak acholim. Yelchu ba zug kvura. It should be koyber someone. The es hamasa zehadin. Those things which are required by the din. Asher yasun zulif nimishur zedin. Oh. The Fnim Mishur said it. So that's the Makar for the Fnim Mishur. In the Kodesh Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, and that's why he paid off the this fellow each time the half a zuz. Rabbi, there's a question on this Gemara. It's a Toysis in Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. You probably remember the Gemara there in Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Where there too, the Gemara told us that people did Lefnei Mishur Sadeh. The Gemara gave us two examples. If you go back to Chav Dalet Amud Beis 24b for a short moment, in the middle of the Gemara, it says that Rav Yehuda was walking in back of Mar Shmuel Bishuka Dibay Daisa. It's halfway down the Amud. And Omalei, so Rav Yehuda said to Rebbe to Shmuel, tell me, Matzakan Arniki Mal, if I find a wallet here in the Shuk, can I take it? Or do I have to give it back? Omalei Harishullah, you can keep it because this is such a frequently traveled Shuk that you can keep it. Remember that was the Gemara of Shimon HaLozer, whether it's Rav Yisrael, Rav Akko. Good, you can keep it. But Yisrael and Asa Simon happens if after I take it for myself, Yisrael comes and gives me a simon. Can I keep it? You have to return it. You just told me I can keep it. Now you tell me you have to give it back. And Igmar gave another example. He found chamoidim that were drainzach, wandering in the midbar, in the wilderness. He gave it back after 12 months. After 12 months you have to give it back. Lefnim Mishur Zedin. Oh, so you have another Lefnim Mishur Zedin. So the Tosis here on the side says, how do you know the din of Lefnim Mishur Zedin? Me'asher Yasu Nafka Lon the Kamlan Bepirkin. Our Gemara, Daf Lamed, which we just learned. It's a Masay Shiyasu. Taima, why don't they bring a Pasuk over here? And now skip about 6-7 lines in the Tosis. You'll see it says Daf Pei Gimel in parentheses. And then it says that another Gemara in Perek Umnen Maisi Kro Achrina. It's a pasuk in Nach. So Tois is asking, I have two separate psukim from which the Gemara derives the sin of Lefnim Mishur Zedin. Our Gemara Ashiyasin, and another Gemara later on in our Masech, the Peikim of Lamantelech Vederech Toivim, which is not even a pasuk in the Torah, it's a pasuk in Nach. So Frank Tois, what do we need two psukim? And Tois gives a text. When I was a youngster learning this Gemara in Ber Yaakov, in Eretz Yisrael, I said a pshat at that time, and I'm going to repeat it now because the Rosh Yeshiva liked the pshat. Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapira's Zatzal was a great going. Anyway, the teretz is very, very simple. What means Lefnim Mishur Zedin? Lefnim Mishur Zedin means that you're not mechuyev to do the mitzvah, and you do it anyway. That's the Gemara back in Daf Chav Dalet. You took the arniki, the mokim shirabba betsuyim sham. The person was miyayish, you could take it, arel shalot. Nevertheless, if the person brings a simon, you don't have to give it back. You're going to tell me you were miyayish immediately, because rab betsuyim sham. You had no half a minute that you're going to get it back. I don't have to give it back to you. If the mishus then you should do it anyway. Very nice. You find these chamoyim after 12 months. You could have taken it for yourself. Once they're wandering for 12 months, the person is miyayish. There's no question about that. He gave it back. Lefnim Mishur Zedin. There's that pasuk you learn from, Leman Teilech B'derech Toif. In our Gemara, however, we're talking about a situation where Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was not mekayim the mitzvah. It was tak a very nice gesture on his part to go back by the Eitzim, to go and free himself, to pater himself, to exempt himself from the mitzvah. Because once it's hefker, he was hoping that his fellow would walk on and would say, leave the bekel, I don't need it, because I have my money. Oh, so he wanted to exempt himself from the mitzvah, because it's no longer ozif tazif imay, there's nobody to help out. The person already left the scene. He's no longer going to take the bekel of Eitzah. So therefore, since he used his money to exempt himself, not to mekayim the mitzvah, sol kadai techamina, that would not be a kiyum of lefnim mishur zedin, because he didn't do a mitzvah. Kamash blunt, I have the second passage to go and tell you that there are two types of lefnim mishur zedin. There's lefnim mishur zedin, like we have in Daf Chav Dalet, where you're mekayim the mitzvah, and you even have lefnim mishur zedin to pater yourself, to exempt yourself from the mitzvah, which is also lefnim mishur zedin, where you're also mekayim in mitzvah. Somebody's going to go and ask, Well, once I have the pasuk in the Torah, Asher Yaseh, even when you exempt yourself, what do I need the other pasuk to tell you when you're makayim mitzvah? So chadavah pashut. The answer to that is like we had by the ger v'toshev imach, where the Evan Nirtza, that we said, both by a regular Evan, that's only for Sheshan of Yavin, Evan Nirtza, the question, why did the Pasuk have to go and tell us both? So you remember the answer is, because it would only say one, I would say it's only talking about the Evan that was for 6 years, it wouldn't know for the 50 years, for the Adyoivu. So here too you have the same situation. If it would only say one Pasuk, Ashiyasin, I would say it's only talking about the case like Dachov Dalet. The what? That the person was Mekayim the mitzvah. I wouldn't know the second category, even when the person patters himself from the mitzvah. Kamashulam, that's why I have the Tupsukim to go and tell you, both when you fulfill the mitzvah, and even when you exempt yourself from the mitzvah, you could be Mekayim the inyan of the Fnim Mishur Hasadim. And we continue on. Oh, Mama, we just said in this drasha, that it says, going back to the drasha just for a minute, it says, "Adatim derech yelchul es haderech zugmilas chasodim, asher yelchul ze biker choylem ba zukvura." Now, both biker choylem and kvura are subsets of gemilas chasodim. So, once I say es haderech zugmilas chasodim, why does the pasuk have to tell you biker choylem or kvura? And that's the Gemara's kasha. Oh my man, yelchul ze biker choylem, hay de gemilas chasodim. So, I don't need a special biker choylem. It says gemilas chasodim. It's talking about a person who's a Ben Giloi. Ben Giloi always has two pshatim. Either that he's born under the same constellation, under the same mazel, or he's of the same age, in the same age bracket, and or it could be both. A Ben Giloi means both someone that's born under the same mazel and that he happens to be of the same age. Such a person, if he visits a chola, he takes away 1/60th of the choli, of the sickness. So I might think, you know, gemilas chasadim, that I'm going to go and give money to the poor, that's sure. I'm doing another chesed, fine. But do a chesed that's going to cause me personal injury, I would think, chayecha koimen. I don't have a duty to go and affect my health by taking away 1/60th from the other guy's choli. That's what the pasuk is telling you. No, you do have a chiyuv of not only gemilas chasadim, but also bikecholim when it's ben gilui. Ba'azu kvura, feitim ahani gemilas chasadim to be koivra meis is also a chesed. So we're like, nitzcha el lezakamein lefik voidai. Even though you're an elderly individual, if you're needed to go and be part of the chevra kedisha, to go and be koivra meis, you gotta do it, even though normally I would say, just like by the Hashavas Veda, Islam to Mehem, over here this din does not apply, even though you're Zakim and Filikvoida, you have to help out and be Koibra Mes. Ashi Yasud, Zulif Nimish is in. The Yomar of Yoichalam, the Chavi Shalayim, El Ashadonu. Sorry, Nachul.
It's one of the greatest passages of
Israel. A Givaldig, it's a Givaldig, 100%. But the question is, we're not saying that the person should be exempt. What we're saying is that since it said in the pasuk, "Derech zu gemilas chasadim," so kvur is included in gemilas chasadim. Why do you have to have a special limit ba zu kvura to go and tell you that a person who is 95 years old and the last time he dug a hole in the ground was when he was 18 or 20. Since then, he's never done any digging anything into the ground, sir. Even though normally I wouldn't expect you to go into the field to go and dig out holes. For a mitzvah, for kvura, like you say, chesed shalem is that paramount, and that's docha, your covet, and any other considerations, you have to help out in kvura sames. The Gemara continues, it says, Ashi yasin lefnir shesedin, says Rabbi Yochanan, oh, lechor Yerushalayim, el shadonim din tayra. You know why Yerushalayim was chorev? Because the batei dinim paskim din tayra. So that doesn't make sense. Pray tomorrow, el adinai demegistel adinim. Do you want them to go and instead of paskin din Torah, they should go and paskin din de megista? The woman is din de megista. Rashi says din de megista is hadonim biyisurin ubechoska chazaka. In other words, people that are judges but do not judge based on what it says in the Torah. But if somebody comes in front of them and they feel that the guy is wrong, they start beating him and giving him yisurin until he confesses or until he does what the Bezin requires. So that's not din toira, that's just their own discretion when they decide to beat people up, just like they do in Russia when somebody kills 138 people before they even take them to court, they beat them up first. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Eladim the Megista Lidaino. So of course they did din toira, that's what they're supposed to do. You know why Yishlaim was chorev? Because everybody insisted on his rights. I'm not going to budge. No compromises. No settlements. It's my way or the highway. Huh. With that type of attitude, you have a chorev in Yishlaim. Now you're thinking to yourselves, that's the reason for the chorev Beis Hamikdash. Chorev Beis Hamikdash was because they didn't have Ahavas Yisrael. Because of sinas chinam. Says the second Toysis from the bottom, Hova Ha Garmi. See, the last two Toysis from the bottom, the Harvin, Toyma, the Miuma, Omar, and the Sinosphina. The Yishlaim and the Hova Ha Garmi was a combination of both, because people had Sinosphina, and they didn't want to be Noheg, Lefnimishur Sedin. Of course, the two are somewhat overlapping and dependent on each other. Because they hated each other, they would not budge from their position, and therefore they would never be willing to go and settle and compromise because they hate the guy. If there would be a little bit more love, a little bit more understanding, then you can come to terms between two parties. Okay, so the Mishnah. Ezi Aveda, give me the description of Aveda. What's a chamor or para roim baderech? If you see a chamor or para grazing on the road, like you would normally expect, if you see the animal is acting strangely, you have a chamor and all the freight, instead of being on the back of the chamor, are under the belly of the chamor. In other words, everything turned upside down, then a hapachu. Or you have a part that's running in the vineyard and therefore destroying the grapes and destroying the vines and all that. What happens if an animal fled its owner and you found it one time and two times and three times, four or five times? You have to return it numerous times. I believe the Gemara tomorrow is going to say, what happens if a person who normally would earn a sela by being at his job, and now he's losing that money by returning the Aveda, he cannot go and give a bill to the original owner. In other words, when the owner brings his simanim and gets back his Aveda, the finder cannot say, well, it took me an hour, I usually earn a seller, you have to pay me that seller. You can't do that. What does that mean? That you pay him like a poil? Because he can go and tell him, it's true that you normally earn a seller, but that's for doing the intricate work that you usually do. You're a computer programmer, you're a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, an Indian chief, whatever. For doing that type of work, you deserve a seller. But for just being a delivery boy and picking up this item and taking it home and watching it, for that you don't deserve a seller. So then you go and give him schar kepoil, like a minimum wage type of schar. Nimor will deal with this a little bit more tomorrow, the next day. Finally, if there's a bezdin around, you have three people that are there whilst you pick up the Aveda, and you say to them, Raboisai, it really is not worth my time to go and give back this Aveda. The whole Aveda is worth a half a sela, and I earn a sela. Masna and they bezdin, he can go and be masna and tell them. What means he can go and tell them? He's going to go and tell them, head to Raboisai. If you permit me, if you authorize me, then I will give it back, and I'm going to deliver at the same time a bill for my services, my buckle kisela, my normal wage, if you're willing. However, if you're not willing to authorize me, then I'm just going to leave it here on the ground, and I'm not going to take it, because chayecha koidman, I want to go and earn my sela, I don't want to earn a half a sela for returning this aveda. If there's no bezin around, then me yasna, who can he make a tanai in front of? There's nobody to talk to. Then shaloi koidim, then he can go and make his own cheshvin, like we said, chayecha koidmin, ephes kliyim chayevioi, shalcha koidmin shalchameroi. If you're going to lose out a sela in returning this aveda, you don't expect the person to pay you, because the Mishnah said, he's not required to pay the sela. So therefore, if you can be masked in front of Bezin, it's good. As you just leave the Aveda and go to your job. So we started off the Mishnah, Ezi Aveda. Frank Timura, Ezi Aveda. We've been in this new parak of Eilu Metzias now for 10 blat. We already went through all the cases in the first Mishnah, that all of these belong to you, Peres Befuzar and Mois Befuzar, Eskrichim Shesarabim, blah blah blah. Then we had the next Mishnah, the Eilu Chayv Lahachris, if you find Krichas Mishasayachid, if you find bundles of money or heaps of money, and now you're asking, what's an Aveda? Otokolhani, Diamrina, Lala, Veda, everything that we mentioned until now. Did you fall asleep? Don't you know we were talking about Avedos and Metzias? On Rav Yehuda Hachi Ka'amar, says Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah is kind of giving you a background, generic type of description. Can you tell me when I find an animal, when do I have to return the animal and when don't I? It's a normal thing that an animal lets his animals graze, and an owner of animals lets his animals graze, and so it's nothing unusual. It's not an aveda. You don't have any requirement to go and find out who the owner is. Then you see things are amiss, and therefore you are mechuyev. Frei Timura, uli oilam, how long does it take for you to determine whether or not, for instance, the earlier case of the parah v'chamor that are royin baderech, maybe they are in fact lost, maybe they do not know who their owner is, and maybe they're not, as you thought, ein zu aveda, maybe it is an aveda. And the question is, how long can you assume this parah v'chamor is an aveda, is not an aveda? You got to wait for 3 days. If you see that these animals are here for 3 days, then obviously they are lost, and the owner has lost them. So, what do you mean 3 days? You mean 72 hours, 3 times 24 hours? Ibelelusa, if you find these animals are walking around aimlessly wandering in the middle of the night, for the Chodesh Atanami, even 1 hour, because animals don't graze at night. At night they go home and they rest in their corrals or in their barns or wherever animals rest. And that being the case, even 1 hour, you don't have to wait 3 days. If you see the animal during the day, even if you see it there for a week, if it's grazing, you only see it during the day, not at night. If you see it during the day grazing, every single morning the owner lets the animals graze and then they come back at night. So what's 3 days? You find them always, because Rashi says, before Aloysa Shachar, at the very early morning, or Chashkasa, you find them Chashka Arvis, or you find them in the evening, like Ben Ashmosh's time, not when it's fully night yet. Ben Ashmosh's is, you know, before Shkia, after Shkia, that type of Zman. And although it would sound like both Kadmasa Ube Chashkasa, you notice that there's a Yud over there, and the Yud brings us to Masoris Hashas and says, Pirush, Oy Bechashkasa. You find it either in the early morning hours, or you find it in the late afternoon, early evening hours. Tulasi Yoimi, if this happens 3 days in a row, you're going to davening, you're going to a Netz Minyan, to daven Kibasikir. And you see that on the road you have this Parvacha. Why would a Parvacha be up so early? They don't have to daven kibasikin. They have to say shira like all animals, but they don't have to get up early for davening for kibasikin. What are they doing up so early? Or you're going to mincha marav and you see it drains up these animals. What they should be going home. What are they sticking around for? So tlasi, and if this happens 3 days in a row, in misrumu isramila, up to 3 days, no. Come to chref and the animal couldn't sleep at night and got up early, or the animal got delayed and it came home late. Vinafka tvei. Sorry, start again. Chazila b'chadmas v'chadkasa. Tleyoy me'emrin isrumi isramila. Vinafka. That up to 3 days, something like this can occur. Tvei, but if it's more than 3 days, vadi aveda, then you really have to be noivis that this is takan aveda, and then you have to find out who the owner is and return the parah v'chamor to its rightful owners. With this we conclude. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. And Hashem, I hope to be at 4 on Sunday morning like usual. And therefore the shir will probably start a few minutes before 8, like the usual Sunday Zman. Have a good Shabbos, one and all. Kol Tov. Be well. Bye-bye.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. Good Shabbos, everyone.